It's been a bad news week, there's no doubt about it. You might have heard 8 children have been found dead at a house in Cairns. They were aged between 18 months and 15 years old. A 34-year-old woman has been taken to hospital and is now helping police with their inquiries. The news has really shocked the local community as well as the nation. A North Queensland MP, Gavin King, said earlier today.
A tragedy of a scale that we've certainly never seen before in our community. It's really a sense of community shock.
Joining me now is reporter Grace Ewer. She's from the Cairns Post in Queensland to update us on this case. Welcome to RN Drive, Grace.
Thanks very much for having me.
Grace, when were the bodies discovered?
They were discovered around 11:30 this morning. Initially, the call had been to paramedics to treat a woman who had suffered stab wounds at this house. And then obviously when they got here, they realised it was a lot more involved and they called police.
And I've seen, watching this afternoon around 4:30, the police did a press conference. They said they won't confirm time of death at the moment.
No, not at all. I think it's obviously they're saying that they need to look at all the forensic material they have before they can confirm it. And obviously that's going to involve speaking with the coroner and that type of thing. So it could be some time before we find out an exact cause of a time of death.
Now, the 8 children, were they all siblings?
What they've confirmed so far is that 7 of the children were the children of this woman who has the stab wounds. The other child is still, it's not exactly known whether they were a cousin or a distant relative in that respect. But obviously 7 are definitely the child of children of this woman.
And so she's now in hospital. Do you know anything about so she's the mother of at least 7 of these children. Do we know the status of her at the moment?
She remains in a stable condition. Police have confirmed there are officers stationed at the hospital as well. There's been no charges formally laid or anything like that yet. And police even said, went to the point of saying that she's technically not a suspect. So we at this stage, we don't even sort of know the nature of the incident and what her involvement may or may not have been.
So other than these kinds of, basic facts, are the police, particularly in this press conference they did this afternoon, telling us anything more about this situation?
Not particularly. Obviously, they're saying that they're working with the community because obviously this street is a very tight-knit community. This whole area is. So they're obviously talking about how they're speaking with everybody around this state in terms of what they may have seen or heard in the last couple of days in relation to this family. They're not revealing many details about the people involved at all. Obviously, that's because they're waiting to hear from or speak to friends and relatives to find out a bit more about the scenario.
Grace, for people who aren't aware or are very familiar with Cairns, tell us a little bit about the community where this has happened, the suburb of Menora.
It's definitely part of the lower socioeconomic area of Cairns. Menora itself is probably it's the M suburbs. We always refer to them as the suburbs that start with the letter M. Do have a bit of a stigma attached to them in terms of probably a little bit more crime than other parts of Cairns. The street itself, Murray Street, is sort of right in the heart of that Menora suburb. It'd be where a lot of there's a lot of family members all living in the same area. There's a large Indigenous population in these parts as well.
Is it all confirmed? I have seen in some reports to say that this family might be Torres Strait Islanders. Do we know, have the police confirmed anything in relation to that?
Police haven't confirmed it, but I've heard reports of the same, and there actually may be other family members still living in Torres Strait.
Right. How is the street? You say it's a tight-knit community. Obviously, people would have known all the children that this has happened to. What has been the immediate reaction from the local community?
I guess just shock and just disbelief that this could happen. I mean, it's people have been arriving at the scene all day as they've sort of obviously heard what's happened, and just to try and understand what's happened. And just in the last couple of hours, I've actually seen some people coming forward with some flowers to lay them. There's a park right next door to the actual house where it took place. And people seem to lay bunches of flowers in the park, and I guess just they're just all sort of staying with family members and trying to come to terms with everything.
Grace, thank you so much for updating us on this tragedy in Cairns.
No worries at all.
Grace Ewers from the Cairns Post in Queensland. Up next, the top 10 astronomical events for 2014.